Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
No worries. I love talking about waste.
Now, for those who might don't know, I guess, a lot about e-waste, it's not something that people tend to chat about over the water cooler. Why? What goes into recycling e-waste?
I do. the e-waste is basically everything that's electronic. So televisions, computers, power tools, your old vacuum cleaners and toasters. So stuff that you shouldn't, or, you know, you shouldn't really put into your yellow bin or your green bin or your red bin.
Any bin, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, any bin.
And so can you tell us a little bit about this drop-off day that's going to be held on Saturday the 8th?
Yeah, so it's happening down at the Sydney Park Depot between 9 and 3 o'clock, and it's an opportunity for anyone. Like, you know, everyone's got one of those drawers where you've either got your old laptops, old phones, toasters that don't work. So it's an opportunity to gather all that stuff together and bring it down to the Sydney Park Depot. And from there, what we're able to do is we're able to sort and separate all the bits and pieces into their useful parts. So one of the problems with e-waste is that you've got a whole lot of pretty toxic chemicals included in there. So stuff like mercury and cadmium that we really, really don't want going into landfill, because over time a lot of those chemicals seep into the ground and they can wreck the ground soil, and, you know, it's just a waste, really. So that's kind of the idea, is to separate, sort it out into all of its useful parts and avoid all of the nasties going into the environment.
And so what are the sort of items that count as e-waste? Are there anything that you definitely can't bring?
No, you can pretty much bring anything. It's quite broad, but different things go toward different things. So different types of e-waste have different uses. So around about 95% of what we get gets turned into new products. So the steel, you can recover and it gets processed in Newcastle. Circuit boards are sent to Japan, and the lithium iron batteries, which is in pretty much everything, is sent to Korea for recycling. So you can also bring your old glass bulbs, so your light bulbs, and they get recycled and turned into glass wool for home insulation. So yeah, it's just sort of picking through and making sure that anything that can be reused is.
And we've had a fair few data breaches this year. Naturally, people are a little bit on edge about privacy and data. What happens with any of the data left on any of the devices?
We sort of take it all and we send it to different suppliers. So I'm pretty sure that, I mean, if you're really worried about it, wipe your computer. But I can't imagine it would be too easy to actually crack into a computer, get the data and then waste it. So our priority is really just taking the raw materials and making sure that it doesn't end up in landfill.
And just before I do let you go, Australians generate more than 140,000 tonnes of e-waste each year, which is just an insane number. What's the best thing people can do to reduce waste?
Just really think about it in the first place, I think. The kind of rule of thumb for any type of recycling and waste is to avoid it in the first place. So if you don't need something, don't buy it. Once you do, have a look after it and, you know, repair, reuse, recycle. But really, I guess the first thing is to avoid using more than you need in the first place.
Well, Jess, it's a really important issue. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Tess. Have a good day.